Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Philadelphia Eagles, New England Patriots. Let's get a better feel for what's going on in Philadelphia. And I have something I want to steal from Philadelphia, considering it feels like they're stealing the whole dog pound thing from us. No, not cheesesteak. Something else, and we'll bring that up here in a second. Let's bring in friend of the show. He's been on before, right?
Yes.
Glenn Macnow from WIP in Philadelphia, and he joins us on the hotline. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Hello, Glenn.
Good morning, guys. Still good morning. Good morning, guys. Steal away. What do you need to steal?
Oh, I want to steal wing bowl from you. I'm looking at the pictures from your wing bowl, and for folks here in Northeast Ohio, just Google wing bowl, and there will be a smile on your face. And I am blown away by the fact that you guys are able to fill up the Wells Fargo Center. It is an outstanding event as I look at the pictures here. How did that thing get started?
20,000 people, 6 in the morning, to watch a bunch of fat guys eat wings and a bunch of very scantily dressed women. I probably buried the lead there.
That's okay.
Here's how it got started, and this is why you should steal it. It got started because years ago, when the Eagles were never in the Super Bowl, and this was kind of a week where, as you know, you got to like come up with something if your team's not in the Super Bowl, one of our on-air guys, Al Morgani, said, this was with the years when the Bills were in 4 years in a row, well, we can't have a team in the Super Bowl, but let's take something from Buffalo. Let's have a wing-eating contest on the air. Sounds dumb. First year, there were two contestants, a crowd of about 25. It has now grown to the point where it fills a 20,000-seat arena. We have tryouts. We have 25 contestants. We have about 75 wingettes, which you can figure out what that is.
Right.
Ric Flair came this year.
Nice.
We've had the many and the famous, and it really is. It's a blast. And this year, it was the world's biggest pep rally for the Eagles.
That's outstanding. And the point is, number of wings in a period of time?
The point is 30 minutes to eat wings. And a woman named Molly Schuyler won it today for the third year. She's a competitive eater from the Midwest, and she, in fact, ate 501 wings in 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
New record, by the way.
Glenn, that's impressive.
Blasted away the old record by about 50 wings.
Yeah, I had a feeling that there's going to be a new record in about an hour, hour and a half here, too, after that. Wow, 500 wings?
Yeah, and then after that, and this is not a lie, she goes out and eats pancakes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, these people are not normal like you and I.
Now, what's this? I mean, are they sauced up, or how does it work?
And who judges how much meat was taken off the bone?
The first couple of years, we made them really spicy, and we made them big, and then we realized the beauty is in the number. So they're very mild, and they're the little wings, because you want volume, right?
Right.
501 sounds a lot better than 167.
You know what the wing bowl sounds to me? It sounds a lot better than an 0-16 parade. Really, wasn't that?
Yeah.
If you think about it, that's why the whole thing started, right?
That's why the whole thing started, because the Eagles never got to the Super Bowl. Let's have fun.
Hey, Glenn, I just want to say, I haven't received your thank you note for Carson Wentz.
You know, I hate to bring it up to you guys. I'm sure in Houston you can call them and talk about Deshaun Watson. Obviously, Carson Wentz not playing in the Super Bowl, but the Eagles would not be close to here if they didn't have him. And we believe he is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league for the next decade. And, yeah, I mean, I'm never going to do this to you guys, but you know. You
could have
had
him.
Yeah,
we know.
Hang on, I'm depressed.
Right. Good, fellas.
Yeah, Glenn, well, I can't believe that.
It's funny, we didn't think he was a top 20 quarterback around here, according to the.
I heard that. I'd love to know the other ones that are on. You know who else actually falls into that? You guys know Mike Lombardi, right? Because he used to work with the Browns as well.
Yes.
He was a contributor for us.
Yes.
Yeah. At the start of this season, Mike Lombardi went on TheRinger.com, which is what he's on, and he said, Doug Peterson is the least qualified person to be an NFL head coach in the last 25 years. Huh. He won't last the season. He compared him to the guy who coached the Sixers the year the Sixers went 9-73. And so, you know, it's always fun to be underrated, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
How has Peterson done it? I mean, to us, he's just the name on the back of the quarterback jersey here in Cleveland.
Right.
And I always, you know, when the season started last year, and Eagles are first. I'm like, wow, Doug Peterson's, that's great for him. He's a head coach, and now he's in the Super Bowl. How has he done it?
Few things, because we were surprised too. When they hired him, I thought they were just trying to hire Andy Reid Jr., and he was going to be a poor man's Andy Reid. One is, as an ex-player, and there's a lot of ex-players, I know, but he really understands the players, what they want. His players love him. They swear by him, and it's not just talk. They really would give out for him. And the second thing is, he's very creative. He's very innovative. He handles the offense. He gives the defense to Jim Schwartz, does all that. But on the offense, he is he'll do play calling that you don't expect. He'll change it up game to game. He's a very daring guy. The Eagles went for it on fourth down more than any team in the league this year, I think 26 times. They made it a really high percentage. He's big balls, Doug, and that plays well in this town.
I also love the way that the team was built with some real good free agent signings, Glenn. And I think that can't be underrated. And we obviously associate everything with what's going on here in Cleveland. There's a ton of cap space here. The Eagles used cap space and used free agent signings to really help build that Super Bowl team.
Yeah, and you know, Howie Roseman was the general manager, right?
Yeah.
Then Chip Kelly gets hired. And after 1 year, Chip Kelly demands that Howie Roseman lose that title. Chip wants to run the whole thing. So they basically put Howie in the equipment closet for a couple of years. I mean, they didn't fire him, but he had nothing to do. Once Chip gets run out, Howie comes back. He had one of the greatest free agent off seasons you've ever seen. Alshon Jeffrey they brought in.
Yep.
Chris Long they brought in. They traded for Jay Ajayi. They traded for Ronald Darby. LeGarrette Blount. Yeah. They improved the, and by the way, Nick Foles, who's
yeah.
going to be quarterbacking in the Super Bowl this weekend, who they signed as the backup quarterback. He hit pretty much every one he made, which, I mean, I guess he's not going to say he was lucky, but it defied the odds. But it was, they had one of the great free agent off signings or free agent off seasons I've ever seen anybody have.
All right, so Glenn, I'm reading your story about Eagles fans, former players, and proud Philadelphians deserve to be champions. Walk me through. You know, it's funny. I could read this story and replace every one of yours with Cleveland names and folks that call our show. But give me your motivation for the story and how you got there.
Well, I mean, part of it is the Philly does get that, you know, bad rap around the country, and some of it's fair. Most of it is not, but this is a town that has not, again, I know I'm talking to guys, it's like looking in the mirror. This is a town that has not won an NFL title since 1960, which is before there was a Super Bowl. And the fans hang in year after year and think, this is the year, this is the year. I want the Eagles to win this thing for the 80-year-old guy who calls me once a week who says, you know, I can't die till they win one. I wanted to win it for my 14-year-old nephew. Because you know what it's like to win a title as a little kid. You hold on to it for life. The Eagles play-by-play guy is a guy named Merrill Reese. He's been doing it for 42 years. He's never had that moment to call the championship. I want him to have that. I want the fans to have him for that. All those people who watched with their dad or their mom, who have it handed down for generations, all those people who it's so in their blood deserve that title, and if it ever happens, this great city will never be the same.
All right, so help me with this as I sit here in Cleveland, and you know, we finally got a championship with the Cavs, and I think about Philly, I think about the Flyers in the early 70s, I think about the Sixers in the 80s a little bit there, even 67 too when I was first born, and then also the Phillies winning. But you know, we sit here and I say, how can I feel bad for Philadelphia? And then I hear in the back of your voice, it's that, but it's in football. We got to do that. What do you think it's going to – I mean, look, we haven't even made a Super Bowl. What do you think that's going to feel like here?
Super Bowl.
I mean, you've got other championships in other sports.
We do.
But to have that football feeling of being there at the finish line, I don't. Can you share that with me? Because I have no idea what that feels like.
I mean, I've never lived in Cleveland, but I spent time in Cleveland. I grew up in Buffalo, which is kind of, you know
– Oh, we know.
Cleveland's little sister, whatever you want to call it. Philadelphia is first and foremost a football city. We love our other sports, and we're proud to be a 4-for-4 city, but this town loves professional football more than it loves anything, And it is, as I said before, one of those things that is family, handed down for generations. And old-timers will still talk about when Chuck Bednarik sat on Jim Taylor at the end of the 1960 championship. But nobody who's not old enough to collect Social Security has any recollection of that. Again, it's you guys are the same, right? The Browns won at, what, 64, 65,
yep.
Whatever it was?
Yep.
Right. So the old-timers will say, like, oh, I saw Jim Brown do this, and it's great. But everybody who's not old enough deserves that memory etched in his or her mind. And that's what I want for the people of Philadelphia. And by the way, once we win it, I'll root for you guys next year.
Thank you, Glenn.
We'll take all the help we can get.
Bring the wings.
I know.
I mean, you'd have to liken it to saying, like, maybe every time you spoke or cracked open, you'd have to say the best quarterback since Randall Cunningham. That's what it's like for us here. And the best quarterback since Bernie Kosar. I'm trying to think. Ron Jaworski. I'm probably Cunningham, though, after that.
Donovan McNabb.
Or McNabb, yeah. See, but it's nice because you've got quarterbacks you can actually like have that argument about.
We have Doug Peterson.
We're talking about Doug. That's right.
Hey, we had a little Doug Peterson as well along the way, which is when they hired him as coach, people thought, really? Because they remembered that 9 games he started in 1999 and none of them too favorable.
Glenn, who wins it? Can your Eagles get it done?
They can get it done if they go there and don't get overwhelmed by the Patriots mystique and the Super Bowl mystique. You know, think about it this way. The guys who are in the Eagles who are, you know, prime age, 26 to 30 years old, they were watching Tom Brady win Super Bowls when they were 11. When they were in middle school, they grew up watching Tom Brady win Super Bowls. So my biggest concern is that they go there and go like, oh, my God, we're playing against Tom Brady. This is the Super Bowl. If that happens, the Eagles lose. If the Eagles keep their composure, I think the Eagles, they clearly have the better defense. The Eagles have an outstanding defense. They can rush the quarterback. If they can go in and hit Brady in the mouth, if they can get the running game going with Ajayi and Blunt, Eagles can win this game. I think they're the better team. I just think they have to kind of believe they're the better team.
Glenn, we thank you for your time. Tell Al we're stealing the wing bowl idea next year, especially if they don't win.
You should. Go for it.
We're all
I like it. Better than a parade.
And I've always appreciated him on the NHL, too, just so you know that. So, hey,
yeah,
Glenn.
Smart guy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. And good luck. Best of luck to you and all of Philadelphia this Sunday.
Thank you, fellas. My pleasure.
Thank you, Glenn.
Take care.
Thanks. Glenn Mack now joining us from WIP in Philadelphia. I feel smarter after that.
Write it down.
Don't you feel smarter after that segment?
End the show.
At first, I was all fired up. I'm like, I can't feel bad for Philadelphia. And then I started listening. Everything he said, I could have replaced it with Cleveland. Make Jeff Thomas do it next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.